So in order to prove my point, I'm going to go back over the historical context of the emergence of the roles. I'm going to talk about the need for boundaries, the volume of patients that are seen in breast clinics, and the complexities surrounding diagnosis and treatment. Coming here today, looking at the posters, listening to the presentations, it's obvious how complex breast cancer is and its treatments, etc. Then I'm going to talk about the skills that are required for the different jobs, different skills for the different roles. And then I think we ought to look at the motivation as well. Why do we want to combine these two roles? Is it for career progression? And maybe that there's some work that needs to be done around that. So at the heart of my argument is the desire to improve patient care and not to compromise it. So then, talking about the historical context, Amanda's talked a lot about how the different roles evolved. The breast care nursing role emerged in response to the need to support surgeons and clinicians in the care of women with breast cancer. As numbers of patients with breast symptoms increased, clinicians diagnosing breast cancer no longer had the time to provide all of the information and support that was required by these women at diagnosis. Therefore, a specific nursing role evolved to provide information, counselling, and to facilitate continuity and coordination of care, hence the role of the breast care nurse. So with the introduction of screening, heightened awareness, numbers of breast care nurses increased in the 80s and 90s to look after this growing volume of women. So the point that I want to make here is that the two roles became separated, diagnosing breast cancer and providing support and counselling became two different roles. It was too much for one person to do the diagnostics and then do the counselling as well. So, boundaries. Again, initially when the breast care nursing role was formed, when breast care nurses first started out, they were called mastectomy nurses, and it was quite a narrow focus. That developed in 1999. The role was defined by the RCN, information provision, the monitoring of physical and psychological progress, the provision of emotional support and counselling, practical advice at all points of the disease trajectory, facilitating continuity and coordination of care. And as Amanda told us, this has been proved that this has really impacted on the care of women with breast cancer. And we know that breast care nurses have become invaluable in the team and in the treatment of women with breast cancer. And I think nobody would dispute that. But the breast care nursing role, it's continued to grow and expand. Breast care nurses, as all nurses, we possess a wealth of skills and knowledge, attributes which have been exploited. We're expected or coerced into taking on more and more and more tasks. So the emerging reality is that breast care nurses struggle really to fulfil the role that we initially set out to do, to support women, counsel women with breast cancer. And this just continues, really. It's just a forever expanding role. So yes, we're more than capable of taking on all of these different roles, and we're willing to very often. But the consequence is that if we continue to do this, I think we're going to be compromising standards of care. And we're going to, importantly, lead to nurse burnout, because we're going to be trying to do too much and be too many things to too many people. So I'm just going to talk a bit now about the advanced nurse practitioner role. With the implementation of the cancer reform strategy in 2007, the role of the nurse practitioner in the diagnostic breast clinic, it's come to the fore, and it's largely as a strategy to manage the increasing numbers of symptomatic patients that need to be seen within 2 weeks. Many ANPs in breast care, like myself, have a breast care nursing background, but it isn't an essential prerequisite for the job, and the skills that are required are actually quite different. So Amanda's said already what advanced nurse practitioners do. The focus is on diagnostics, breast palpation, breast examination, fine needle aspiration, cytology, interpretation of mammogram results, ultrasound results, critical thinking and decision making. ANPs make autonomous decisions for which they have sole responsibility. And I think we've already talked about the need really for proper training. And I think I can't emphasise enough that we are making important decisions. Nobody wants to come to a breast assessment and be told they're fine and later on find out they've got breast cancer. And we don't want to see that. We want to make sure that all the women that are seen are given the correct diagnosis and are properly reassured. Now, this is a new role that is constantly emerging within the breast MDT. And I think it gives us the opportunity to allow it to develop and to best suit the needs of the service, to be a part of the team, to work with the breast care nurses, the breast surgeons, the oncologists, but not for the role to develop in a haphazard fashion, but for it to be properly frameworked and have the proper support and structure to it.